Yeah, the club have organised a big fundraiser. Obviously, we have in Thomastown now a serious senior situation, and we've been kind of actively kind of getting going on fundraising to support that. So this is a big night for us, and really looking forward to it.
There's a great feeling down around Thomastown since the county final and going on and winning the All-Ireland and the whole lot. It's all carrying through to this year.
It's like you know, the chests are out, and I suppose, you know, it lasts for a bit longer than just on the day. So but like, you know, there's a realization as well that you know, we have the potential to enter into a golden era for our club, and I suppose it's all shoulders to the wheel, really, to try and support that. You know, whether it be, you know, on the field, you know, be it club, you know, kind of activities, or as I said, the off the field stuff as well. So, yeah, great, Pat, great.
And of course, Ger, Thomastown very much associated with greyhounds, and your own family were into greyhounds, and of course the McAlmont Cup, hailing from Thomastown.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, really, and, you know, having spoken to a lot of the lads over the last number of weeks, you know, probably this has kind of stoked up lots of memories of, you know, our childhood and before. It's hard to say, like, you do get with greyhounds, and no more than horses or whatever, you get pockets of areas that, you know, that people are into things, and it does appear like Thomastown, as I said, for a long period has been a hotbed of greyhounds, and be it the track or the coursing fields. Like, you know, you're obviously aware that, you know, Dick Moore out in Colmkill was the breeder of the famous Penny County that was the first bitch to win the Irish Derby in 1979. I suppose Jimmy Farrell then, he won the Irish Cup on, I think, two occasions, and his brother Mickey Farrell was also synonymous with top class greyhounds. Like the Norrises, when I was a child in Dane's Rath, you know, again, lots of these places, the dogs are synonymous with prefixes, so you kind of know, like Jimmy Farrell was Rectory, Dick Moore was Colmkill, you know, and that's kind of the way it goes. You know, latterly then, like you've Stephen Bean there, you know, again, it does seem that Mount Julius then had a massive connection with the thing, because for whatever reason, you know, that you had Flash Hoolan, you had the Beans, you know, all interested in dogs. So I suppose the track then was like the meeting point for a lot of people socially and with runners, and like lots of us grew up there. You know, it was our playground, as I said to you before. So yeah, I mean, I suppose the fact now that we've managed to hinge on to the McAlmont Cup final as a fundraiser, you know, that it kind of almost makes sense, really, because that Thomastown connection is forever more. I mean, the McAlmonts would have sponsored the stake for years, but latterly it's been sponsored by different groups. This year it's been sponsored by the Hannon family, who run like the Deadly Kennels, and you know, obviously without sponsors you don't have top class racing, and luckily now in Kilkenny, like, you know, Tom Kinnan and his team have assembled like a super field for the final, and also like a super supporting card. So you know, we're delighted to fall in, and we're kind of getting completely in behind it then to make a great night for everyone.
And what kind of a format have you, we say, as regards, you know, your supporters and all the rest? What's the plan and the idea?
Yeah, so I suppose this formula, like, has been kind of you know, in place with the dog track for a number of years now, and it has become like you know, these charity meetings have become very, very important fundraisers for, you know, various different organisations and clubs. So like in our case, like the idea, I suppose the first idea is that like we're getting fantastic support from like individual businesses, and they take like a sponsorship of the race card, so You know, and obviously we have yourselves then on the night broadcasting live from the track, so that'll again give an opportunity to sponsors, maybe interviews and all the rest, to expose themselves in terms of their business. So that would be like one income stream. So the next income stream would obviously be the people to buy tickets like in advance of going to the dog. So that'll entitle them then, we'll have a draw on those tickets or whatever. We'll also have a gate draw for the regular Greyhound you know, people. And you know, all in all then, you know, we support some people then with in like some spot prizes for the raffle, and we have you know, Tom would have run a number of I think that it's culminating in three finals at the track: the Deadly Kennels McCalmon Cup, the Tom Brown Memorial, and then the Penny County A2 final. Obviously Penny County then, that one is sponsored by the Moores, Richard Moore from Thomastown. We're also then sponsoring three other races on the night. There's an A1 525 sponsored by Goatsbridge. There's the Cha Whelan Memorial, again sponsored by the Whelan family here in Thomastown, and then the Moores are also sponsoring the Con Moore Memorial. And you may remember Con would have been one of the four Moore brothers, and he emigrated to Chicago a long number of years ago, but sadly passed away a couple of years ago. So, but Con was a Greyhound fanatic, so it's lovely to be able to honour him on the night as well. So that's kind of the gist of it, Pat.
Yeah, and of course Cha Whelan, Cha of course played full back for Kilkenny in 63. There's a strong connection there as well.
Yeah, and sadly, Cha passed away almost to the day in 1996 at the dog track. So, yeah, his family have kind of come together, and would, you know, they wanted to mark that, you know, passing or whatever, and have come in behind with sponsorship for a race. So that'll be a nice. It'll be poignant for them, obviously, but it'll be a nice memory as well. So. You know, and then Cha was into the dogs. He said he passed away there, you know, at the track. So so great.
Yeah. Have you the lineup for the McCalmon Cup final after the semis last night?
Yeah. So, Pat, the two semi-finals were run. Obviously, conditions at the moment, the track was rated 30 slow. So the lineup as per the final now is that in trap one you've got Ratfalla Hero. And that's owned by, in partnership by, you remember the former Garda, Ned Whelan, and there he was out, he was a doggy man, and then Dennis Hughes from AP Systems. So they're the owners of that one. And in two then you have that one's trained by David Flanagan. In two you have Bonkers and Yonkers, and another connection there, it's, you know, Breida Minogue. I think some of her relations in New York got involved in a dog with Murty Lahey, and that's most likely probably going to go off as favourite. That won last night in a time of 29.04. The number three is Check for Sore, again a syndicate dog trained by Carl Ramsbottom, and that it would be the kennel associated with the Deadly Kennels as well. So another you know, reasonably regular dog in Kilkenny. In four you have a Sawdust Storm, again I think that's a syndicate dog by a Conaghy based syndicate dog trained by Murty again. In five you've got the PJ Peacock owned Bogger Duster, and in six then you've got Rural Kinai. So yeah, wide open final, and you know, these finals like they take some winning in Kilkenny. You know, as I said, early pace would suggest that if Bonkers and Yonkers does his business, traps, you know, I'd possibly make him you know, a slight favourite. Check for Sore again, regular. He's run 56 races, won almost 20,000 in prize money, and he's a, you know, he's a regular at the track and has won consistently over the years, the last few years. So he'll be there on the premises, and like you'll have, you know, but a wide open final. So you know, it'll take some winning.
Right, and it all goes ahead next Friday.
Yeah, so Friday at 7:30. So, you know, come early to avoid disappointment, as they say. So, I think yourselves, you'll be broadcasting from the track with your sports program from 6 to 7. So, there'll be a great atmosphere. And, you know, Thomastown are obviously looking forward to welcoming everyone. And hopefully, as I said, it'll be a win-win for the track, the club, and yourselves. You know, in the radio station. So, yeah, can't wait.
And is one of the dogs there Chick for Sir? Is that one of the dogs?
Chick for Sir. Yeah.
Well, the presidential pin says that the Chick for Sir is going to be the winner.
Yeah, who am I to disagree? I fancy Bonkers and Yonkers if you kind of put me to the pin of my collar. But like that's the fun of it, isn't it? It'll be the bookies and the tote will be like there on the night, and like there'll be money for all the dogs. That's the nature of it. And like it's a big pot, and it'll take some winning. So said I think the Kilkenny in particular, like, it's a specialist track, and like both those dogs have performed like admirably in Kilkenny in the last 18 months to 2 years. So, but like, you know, I wouldn't rule out anyone. There's a lot of like top class dogs with very good people behind them in the race. So it'll be they'll be busy this week now in preparation and looking forward to it. As I said, you have supporting finals there. You have the Penny County A525. The semi-finals were run last night, and that'll be on. And then you've got the Tom Brown Memorial A3 final, and there will be a Thomastown interest in that one as well, with Birchfield Pa, who is trained by Tommy Lai, and that's a Thomastown syndicate there, Pippi Brennan. I don't know if you know Pippi. And some of his family. So that'll be, and there'll be one or two more Thomastown runners on the night. So it'll make for good fun.